Welcome to Workshop Wednesdays with Tony Gambone, where you will learn how to build your business and take it to the next level. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
Okay, welcome to the show. My name is Tony Gambone, and it's Wednesday. Everybody knows it is hump day, middle of the week day, whatever day you're calling it. I call it Workshop Wednesdays. And so we have a great show lined up here today. And as you know, every week on Wednesday, I mention the fact that whether you call it hump day or just Wednesday or just the middle of the week, I find at this point of the week we're on our way up the mountain, or the hump as most people want to call it. And when you get to the top of that on Wednesday and you start heading down to the end of the week, there's a lot of things that pop up in my mind. Did I get done everything I was supposed to? Am I able to get done a little early on Friday to take off a little time to spend with myself or my family or a friend or a colleague? Is there any space that I have not covered on my way through Monday and Tuesday and now the end of the day on Wednesday? So on Wednesday mornings, I like to talk about where you're at in the week, where you're at in your life, where you're at in your business. Now, you know, every week I talk about that one word, gamble. It's my background, 20 years in a casino. I love the word gamble because it stands for growth, accountability, marketing, belief, leverage, and enjoyment. And I got to tell you, every week I come up with a new, you know, a new reason to love this acronym more. So let me tell you this week, the word that I'm working off of is leverage. The word of the week is leverage, and let me tell you why. I always base it off how my week is going. So when you write down that word and skip a line, when you write down your page, gamble, G-A-M-B-L-E, right? And then right across, growth, accountability, marketing, belief, leverage, and enjoyment. Circle leverage. That's my word of the week. You don't have to follow it, but you should have a word of your own that you're following that week. So do you know where your focus is? Last night we celebrated the one-year anniversary of our networking group. Tough Talk Business Network Tough Talk Radio Network falls under umbrella of Tough Talk Network, and we have another piece of the company called Tough Talk Business Network, which is a networking group here in the city of Houston that focuses on bringing people together to learn more about each other and challenging them to take the time out to learn about how they can help others. Now, let me say that again because most people aren't used to doing this little piece in their business. How can you help others? Not how can they can pay you for your service, but how you can help others. So I'm really big on that, and that's what we do in our group. And, you know, I'm happy to say last night we had over 50 people at our event. Awesome turnout. We had a keynote come in from Lake Charles, Louisiana. Michelle Sism, who has just been awarded the multiple six-figure earner last year. And so it was really a great event. Now, where does the word leverage come in? Well, hey, I don't know if you're networking in your area. I don't know how it is that you get your main source of business. But for me here in the Houston area, for the people that I deal with all across the country through radio and around the world as well, networking is a big way to market you and your business. Now, you know, when I say marketing you and your business, you know, people think of marketing as a flyer or a brochure or a business card. No, I think of marketing as what comes out of your mouth and your actions that you do daily is how people perceive who you are and how it markets who you are and whether they're going to do business with you. But getting back to leverage, I was able to put over 50 people in a room so that other business owners can meet them, do business, and learn how to leverage the knowledge that they learn from them. So when you're placing yourself in a position amongst a group of people, business owners, clients, prospects, whatever you want to call them, okay, it's important to know how you're going to leverage that. Now, that doesn't mean that you sit down and have this here scheme going on. What it means is you strategically know what you want to gain through your business, through networking, and when you spot it, you use that opportunity to leverage where you're going. Now, I know that people always get stuck with putting themselves first on the list, but if you move yourself to second, you're going to find out you can leverage a lot better. When you put yourself in a position where you're helping others, things are going to come to you that you just never thought they were going to come to you. You're going to say, I've been blessed so many different ways. You know, they wrote it way back when. You know, even before Zig Ziglar started to write the thing that says you can get everything out of life you want if you help everybody else get what they need. Jesus wrote, you reap what you sow. So it's really important that you know that you put yourself second, put your client, prospect, or business acquaintances first. And remember, life is a business. So that doesn't mean when you go home, you're number one again. Raising your children, being in a relationship, being a good spouse, a member of the church, member of the community, a neighbor, a stranger, it doesn't matter what your title is. It's a business. And when you start putting other people first in that business, you're going to grow incredibly wide, large, long. You're going to build a tribe. You're going to have a following, okay? And you might be a corporate employee. It doesn't matter. We all like to have people that recognize us. So leverage. Make sure that you work with it. Make sure that you challenge yourself every week to something that's going to make you better. Now, you know, what I'm saying might not fit for you. Come up with your own acronym. I took my last name, Tony Gambone, right? I took my last name, and I sat down and I put down an acronym for it. It just popped up. I'm not really smart, folks, so everybody could do this. Growth, accountability, marketing, belief, opportunity, network, and enjoyment. Now, when you have an E at the end of the word that you're using, make sure enjoyment goes in there, because without a little bit of enjoyment, we totally start to burn out. And when we burn out, remember, whatever comes out of our mouth reflects who we are or where we're going or who we're going to turn out to be. So, just saying. Try it out this week. Let me know how you make out. 347-989-1363 is the call-in number. Info at Tough Talk Radio Network is how you can get me. Facebook under Tony Gambone or Tough Talk Radio Network, you can find us there. We're downloaded on iTunes. Look, if you go into Google and type in Tough Talk Radio Network, Tony Gambone, Workshop Wednesday, whatever you want to type in. Hey, type in a stranger's name. See if I pop up. And if I do, let me know. I'd really like to know that end of it. We'd love to hear your comments, complaints, suggestions, questions, whatever it is that we can do to help you on Workshop Wednesday, we'd like to find out. You can go to workshop-wednesdays.com. You can register to be a guest. You can go to toughtalkradionetwork.com and see the list of shows that go through the network and follow those shows. You can hit us up on the chat room. There's just 100 ways you can find out more about us. And I hope that you take the time out today to figure out what you need to do to grow yourself, before you start challenging a business, a relationship, or a friend. So we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to come back with my first guest. I have two great guests today, Robert White and Rochelle Carter. So in the first half of the show, we're going to talk to Robert White. And while we're going through the commercial, make sure that you go to extraordinarypeople.com and bring up his website so you can get a head start on this great interview that we're going to have. And we'll be right back after this here short commercial break, so stay tuned.
Join Dr. Alan Simberg and his guests every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time on Life Changing Insights. Life Changing Insights is a show dedicated to providing its listeners with self-improvement information that has a positive effect on an individual's mental, physical, and spiritual being, as well as unresolved relationship issues. For more information or to be a guest on Life Changing Insights, go to LifeChangingInsightsWithDrAlanSimberg.com. Life Changing Insights, every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network.
Live a choice where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live It Choice choose to make a difference. Live It Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveitchoice.com to get started.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts and sponsors to market themselves to the internet radio media where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back. My name is Tony Gambone. We're on Workshop Wednesdays, and I hope that everyone is having a great, great Wednesday. It's the 14th of May already, folks, so I hope that you are sitting there with paper and pencil taking notes. Now, you might not listen to the show until later today because they're all archived and they're all downloaded on iTunes. So whenever you're listening to the show, grab a piece of paper, okay, and write down some notes because I guarantee you, you'll take away something that you can use. I know it because I search hard for the guests that we have here because what they're bringing to you is valuable information. So my first guest today is a gentleman by the name of Robert White, okay? And, he's a speaker, a trainer. When you're looking for a professional speaker or a trainer for your next event, you'll find no one more respected and successful, no one who will leave your audience or colleagues with more immediate applicable strategies than the published author, serial entrepreneur, and leadership expert Robert White. Now, I want to bring Robert up because I mentioned to you when we started out, extraordinarypeople.com is the name of his website, so I hope you're there, and I want to welcome Robert to the show.
Thank you, Tony. It's great to be with you and your listeners.
Well, now, Robert, one of the things that we do is we try to dive in here and find out more about our guests other than, you know, we'll get to all the award-winning stuff here and all the great value that you bring to the listeners, but I want to learn more about Robert because this is the first time that you and I get to talk. So where are you calling in from?
From a suburb of Denver, Colorado, where I've lived for the last 10 years.
Okay, and so where are you from originally?
You know, born in West Virginia and in the Hill Country and grew up in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Okay, so you've seen a couple different countrysides.
I have. I've lived in New York and San Francisco. I lived abroad for 14 years in Tokyo and Hong Kong. I retired at age 46, actually moved to Aspen, Colorado, and spent a great 13 years there and raised some great kids and skied a lot and traveled the world and had a fantastic kind of midlife break.
Yeah, sounds awesome. I mean, most people work until they're too old to enjoy things, to retire, and you did it at a younger age. Were you forced into it? Were you blessed with it? Was it a plan that you had to just jump out there on your own? What made you do that?
I was blessed with it, and that's a great expression, Tony. Thanks for putting that word in there. I had, in Asia, built the largest training company in Asia and, frankly, I think made a fairly major positive contribution, but along with that came the kind of wealth that I never even imagined. I didn't do it to get rich, and particularly I wanted to do well, but I just made a whole lot of money, and I'd been divorced. I remarried. I had some younger children. I was encouraged by my friendship with the late John Denver to move to Aspen and just kind of radically change my life. I had worked full-time since I was 14 years old. The life of an entrepreneur, and some of your listeners, I'm guessing, identify with is you work all the time. And you work long hours, you work every day, and you seldom take vacations. And that was my life. So I pretty radically changed how I was operating. I skied 80 days a year. I spent a month on safari in Africa. I rafted the Amazon. I traveled with John Denver for 6 months. I just did everything on my bucket list and some things that weren't even on the list. Raised four incredible great kids, served on six nonprofit boards. The downside of all of that was I also lost control of my business and lost a whole bunch of money, and so there were different aspects of it, but I don't regret it. It was an incredible, wonderful experience.
Yeah, it's not easy being an entrepreneur, and for myself, you know, I always believe that life is the life of an entrepreneur. If you're a husband, a father, an employee, an executive, no matter what you're doing, we're always in business somewhere, somehow, and it always can come to burnout. We're so full of ourselves that we fall out. And so I think it's important that people like yourself who recognize that and shifted their world, okay? And a lot of us sometimes don't do the incredible things that we are able to afford to make that shift. So sometimes that's like an ongoing death. But for me, I like to find out from people, when you made that shift, when you decided to, you know, go a different route because of all the time you're being put in, usually it comes from some type of life experience that was almost life-threatening before, because, you know, we're smart human beings, but sometimes we get stuck on stupid and we have to get bumped off of there. And the only way that happens for me was God just, you know, he just kicked me in the head and said, are you listening now? But I always find that that's a situation that makes things shift, where great things happen, and it sounds like that's what happened with you.
You know, you mentioned that importance of enjoyment, and in my life, I had accomplished a lot with the business, both in America and in Asia, but what really woke me up was the joy of the new relationship and the birth of these children. We had two birth children and two adopted special needs kids, and there was something in all of that that had always been lacking in my life, and I wasn't aware I was missing it. You know, it was kind of like I couldn't miss what I had never had, but it was a wake-up call for me to discover that there was a life away from work, away from success. Now, but what created the possibility for that was, in fact, success. You know, I'd worked hard, and I made a lot of money, and I had freedom. I had total freedom, and I experienced that for the first time in my life, and I experienced the joy of family for the first time. My beginning was not like that. My family was, the popular or pop psychology term is dysfunctional. But I grew up with an alcoholic father and a violent, angry mother, and in a household where nobody talked to each other, and, you know, that kind of lot of abuse and a lot of and living in poverty. So the idea that you could have this family that was warm and loving and where everybody was communicating, it was just a miracle for me. It was a wake-up call.
Yeah, and, you know, I have to say, I always like to put this in there because my listeners, a lot of them are entrepreneurs. Okay, this workshop Wednesday is about working your way through the week and learning more and being better. Okay, and like I said, moms are entrepreneurs, okay, they're raising children and taking care of dads and the family and the house, and now they're starting to work. It's just everybody's in business. But one of the things I want people to understand is, even if you can't afford to stop and enjoy life, okay, you if that's your story, I'm not just saying that you're wrong, but what I'm saying is, that's just too good of an excuse, because there's no such thing as not being able to stop and enjoy today. If you don't, tomorrow might not show up. Yesterday's already gone. What do you have left? And your proof, dysfunctional family, we're not all raised in a situation that's perfect, but that's no reason to stop us from gaining greatness in some way, shape, or form. And I think it really happens to be our responsibility to learn to do that. So my hat's off to you for that, Robert, because most people would have been just staying with the money because it was what we're supposed to do. And, you know, blaming the family thing on being dysfunctional and, you know, you just didn't know any better. So I really do take my hat off to you for recognizing that and then taking it to the next level and started coaching other people on it. So, great job.
Well, thank you.
Okay, so let's talk about extraordinary people. Well, we just got done talking about one, but your website, Extraordinary People, tell us what it is that you do for people. Then I want to get to your books and stuff like that, but tell everyone what it is that you do with people in your new life.
Well, in the past life, I created these two training companies, LifeSpring and ARC International, with over 1,300,000 graduates from these high-impact experiential learning events. By necessity, then, in terms of doing the marketing for that, and then highly trained trainers, and the you know the just the cost of the whole operation. The you know it was expensive to go through those programs, and they were in a physical location. So what I've done is, as I've developed extraordinary people, is first of all to provide some very low price products that anybody can use that wants to grow and develop and be a better person, to be a more effective person in business, but also in their personal lives. And I've created a team around me of resources, people that can help a small and medium-sized business owner to recruit, train, manage, and really grow their business and have it work for them at the level of joy and satisfaction in their lives. So we do coaching and training. We do we have a book and a home study program, and we put seminars in-house for executive teams. So things like that, all designed to improve performance, to take people's life and work from ordinary to extraordinary.
Hmm. And so would it be safe to say that you agree with the fact that everyone can be extraordinary once to
I do, and I think that the what's inherent in that, Tony, is that it's my experience that small steps work, but incremental change doesn't work so well, because what we do when we start to make small changes is that our own identity becomes the enemy. It keeps dragging us back to old attitudes, old habits, and old behaviors. But if you say, I want to get a little bit better, that's a trap. If you say, I'd like my life to be extraordinary, it's a birthright. It's what I was born to be and born to do in life is something that's unique to me. It's exciting. It's potentially exciting. Yes, it might not be easy. In fact, it probably is going to be a little bit challenging for us. But when you make that decision to live an extraordinary life, what it's going to call forth is entirely new attitudes and new habits and new behaviors, and kind of shock us almost out of the complacency, the kind of that movie with Bill Murray, you know, Groundhog Day, where every day kind of shows up like the last day. So
yeah,
what we're working on with people is to dream big and then take specific step-by-step actions to get there. It's the power of having a compelling vision. It's the power of getting our past out of the way, about really telling the truth about our current reality, and then really choosing a future that inspires us, that vibrates at even a cellular level, just gets us up in the morning, almost doesn't want us to go to sleep at night, and just turns us on, lights us up. So that's the whole idea of living an extraordinary life from our perspective.
I like something that you said about, you know, taking the little steps and shifting. And one of the things, and I want to get your opinion on this, is a lot of people want to do things, but I think the one word that really breaks down to being the problem is commitment. Because we're so quick to give up on commitment because, well, one, it's easier. And it's kind of funny, people are more okay with failing than they are with succeeding. Can you touch on that part a little bit?
Well, you know, I mentioned when we spoke earlier that I'm going to offer people this free gift of a report that I've been working on actually for 30 years and editing and improving and changing. And it's called Extraordinary Leadership. 8 Power Principles for Achieving Extraordinary Success, and the 8th principle is, in fact, commitment. And my perspective on commitment, Tony, is that you could ignore the other 7 principles and still really accomplish a lot in life. When we have something at stake, when we really, really commit to something, as opposed to, I'll try, maybe, and if this works, then this, when we really commit to something, then the universe seems to conspire to help us achieve it. So I'm a huge, huge fan of commitment and of generating it in all of the arenas of our life, and also to look at what's in the way of my commitment. What is it I need to clear out, either because I have some blame or shame or regret from the past, or I've had some past failure? You know, you mentioned how people fear failure, and I think that fear of failure is just a major, major block to the kind of commitment that creates extraordinary results.
Hmm. I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, you mentioned the word vibration, and I know a lot of my listeners have heard of Bob Proctor. He speaks about vibrations as well. But some people think that's just baloney. But there is a lot of people out there that have experienced it, and the only way you can experience it is to make the commitment to try it. So if they want to get this this book that you're talking about, what do?
They just go to extraordinarypeople.com, and you'll see a little note on the right-hand side of the webpage that says, you know, get the free report. I'll also put you on my mailing list for my weekly Extraordinary Minute. I write something every week, in fact, on Wednesdays. How about that? The promise is that you can read it in 1 minute or less, but it's some timeless wisdom, my thoughts about it, and usually a suggestion for some dialogue on my blog. It gives me a way to stay in touch with people and for them to stay in touch with me, as we can exchange an email, maybe make a call. And hopefully through that people will get interested in my book or in my home study program. So it's my way of connecting with people and contributing to them.
Well, what I'd like to do is make sure that while we're here on the air, Robert, to make sure to let you know that I would love for you to send us a blog so we can put it on our website to share with others. For me, it's about helping others through others. So if we can get your information onto our website, it helps you build your tribe, it helps us build our tribe, and it helps both of us get people to make a commitment to us as far as following us and learning what we're putting out there. So please make sure to, I'll reach out to you after the show and make sure that if you want to send us a blog, we'd love to have that information available to us. I've gone on Facebook, and my publisher has, producer has put up the information. There's an Extraordinary Leadership, Leadership Principles and Coaching for Success free ebooks and Unconditional Leadership. I posted them up there where people can get a hold of them right away, but also your website. You need to go make the commitment to get educated for free. If you don't do that, that's the first step in commitment for me, is learning more about the people on the shows by visiting their websites to understand what it is they do, how it connects with you. And remember, sometimes we're just awesome and we don't need that help, but we do know others that do. So there's your opportunity to put someone first and help them by taking a few minutes out and having this opportunity to learn more. So, Robert, your book, you have a book out, you have a couple books out, but is the newest one, I think, is Extraordinary Life?
Yes, Living an Extraordinary Life. It's available on my website or on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. It's in Kindle and Nook and, you know, all those different ways we read today. It's the story, basically, of people that have come to our seminars over the years, and it's the intersection between their life stories, the things that they're confronting and dealing with, and our material. And it's become a bestseller. I'm proud of it, and I recommend it highly.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, tell me, going through, I'm going to steal this question from one of the radio hosts on the network, and I love what she does, is going through what you've already been through, knowing now what you know, what's the one thing that you would have done different?
I think I would have paid more attention early to, I kind of don't like this word, but I'm going to use it anyway, to healing the scars from my past, to cleaning myself up and dealing with some of the pain that I accepted early in my life, so that I'd be more available to the people and the opportunities that presented themselves to me. I was somewhat successful because I was driven away from poverty, driven away from that early beginning. But in doing that, I didn't experience the joy and satisfaction that was available to me then. And I made a promise about 10 years ago to kind of do some work on myself and to really, really, really demand that I fully experience joy and satisfaction in my own life. And it's been a fantastic 10 years. You know, you can be successful and miserable. And I don't know if I was exactly that, but you can also be successful at whatever level that means for you and experience joy and satisfaction and connection to others. If I had it to do over again, I would have worked more on that connection, on really enjoying my life. And I was just fascinated that your acronym included enjoyment. I think it's super, super important.
Well, I'm going to just want to say one thing, because I really admire your story, and I'm in agreement 100%. And at the age of 58 years old, I finally came to terms with the fact that if I didn't do all the things wrong to get to this point, I wouldn't be able to understand the value moving forward.
Absolutely.
And as men, you know, we're trained in society a certain way, you know, just like women have their little things to deal with. We are taught that, but I just hope that men out there are listening to the fact that, and when you're 25 and 35, you're still bulletproof, and when you're 45, you start to recognize the nicks in the armor, and when you're 55, you start to figure out the value. We still don't claim to make mistakes, but we sure do know now that those life lessons that we learned are more valuable than we could have ever imagined. So I think you're right where you're supposed to be. I'm a big fan of yours. I'm looking forward to get you back on some other shows. I highly recommend Living an Extraordinary Life for people out there to read it, okay, because the first part of growing anything in the world is growing you yourself, and you can't do that unless you let people in. Like you mentioned, resources. It's important to grow a business with resources, but it's more important to grow yourself with the same types of resources. So I really appreciate your time today, and I look forward to connecting with you offline.
Tony, it's been a delight. I love this straightforward and real kind of quality that you bring to people, and I admire that and respect it, and really enjoyed being with you.
Thank you, Robert. We look forward to it. And before you go, please tell everyone one more time how they can get a hold of you and where they can find that book that they should buy now.
ExtraordinaryPeople.com or on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, you know, all that kind of stuff. But ExtraordinaryPeople.com is the website, and it's the portal to everything.
All right. Well, we appreciate your time. We hope you have a great week, and we look forward to hearing from you again.
Let's definitely do something together.
All right. All right. Thank you very much. Okay, folks, we're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to come back with my second guest, Rochelle Carter. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. You just heard a great interview about someone who has recognized his greatness, okay, and he's doing something with it to help others. And my next guest, well, once you recognize your greatness, you need to plan, you need to write, and you need to publish a book, okay? Because in today's world, we have found out that the day that you're no longer here, your message needs to continue. So for me, I think leaving your story behind is the best way to be remembered. And hey, if you're like me and you have children, you've been feeding them for all these years, you want to have proof that you were here so they don't get all the credit when you're gone. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this here short break.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to Internet radio in the last month, or that weekly Internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the Internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action, but not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Sism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Sism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
They say everybody has a story. A special few have the gift of bringing stories to life. When you absolutely can't get your book from your head to the written page, you need the special services of a ghostwriter. You will be amazed at what happens when you leave the telling of your story to a writer with the ability to reach inside and capture joy and laughter and pain and transform it all into your words, your raw emotions, just waiting to explode into reality. When waiting to tell your story is no longer an option, trust a ghostwriter that can deliver on a promise. Shirley Carney is that writer you can trust. Contact Shirley at ShirleyWintersCarney@yahoo.com or give her a call at 832-492-4088.
Okay, welcome back to Workshop Wednesdays. We just finished up a great interview in the first half of the show with Robert White. You can find out more about him by going to extraordinarypeople.com. And remember, folks, commitment is something that you need to make no matter what it is. If you missed the first half of the show, the word of the week is leverage. Find out how you can leverage yourself into a better situation. And remember, you can't do that unless you put others first, or it's always going to end up all just about you. Now, my second guest, I just got a note from my producer, has got bumped off, and I think now I'm getting a high sign that she's back on. We're at the mercy of the Internet here, so what I want to do is welcome Rochelle Carter to the show.
Hi. Thank you, Tony. Thanks so much for having me.
No problem. I want to just read a little bit of what I have about Rochelle, and So you are the president and CEO of Elicor Media LLC and the author of The 7-Step Guide to Authorpreneurship, Becoming an Author, Your Quick Start Guide to a Successful Book Launch and Write Success, Inspirational Quotes for the Entrepreneur. Now, I am someone who's coming out with my book, and actually I have a compilation book coming out as well. I'm a big fan, a big fan of people having their message in either a chapter, a whole book. I think the chapter's the video of the trailer, video trailer of the book. I think that it all works. Tell me how you got involved in all this.
Oh, wow, that's a loaded question. So initially, I'm an avid reader. Let me start by saying that. Ever since I was a little girl, I think I was probably in the third grade or something like that, reading 500. So I've always loved reading, and I've gotten away from it over the years, but back in 2009, I decided to go into book publishing, and I started Elicor Media. One of the things that you find when you're in the publishing industry, though, is that there's a lot of information that authors have, and there's a lot that they don't have or don't think is relevant for them. And, you know, being a business owner, what I realized is that it helps my company, it helps my authors to build our brand and build our business if people know about Rochelle Carter, if they know about myself, if they know about the company. And the best way to do that is by publishing a book. So, you know, that compiled with the fact that there was a lot of information that my authors needed and I wanted to be able to provide for them, but it didn't make sense to only provide it to them. I should make it available for everyone. Led me to write the 7-Step Guide to Authorpreneurship, or rather start writing the 7-Step Guide to Authorpreneurship. Along the way, I came up with two other books. So in the end, I ended up with three books. The 7-Step Guide to Authorpreneurship releases this week. Becoming an Author, Your Quick Start Guide to Successful Book Launch releases in July. And Write Success, Your Inspirational Quotes for Authorpreneurs, I released last year. And it's just, it's business building and it's business changing. It's really important that you can leave something behind, exactly like you said, so that people know that you are here and that your family has something to remind you by. And it's also a part of my company's mission statement. We go by the mantra, live right, and the latter part of it, right, is based off of Isaiah 38, which says, now go write it before them in a table and note it in a book that it may be for the time to come forever and ever. And it's true. When you write things down, they last forever.
Yeah, I like that. Tell me the verse again, Isaiah what?
Isaiah 30, verse
8. 38. All right, I got to write that down. I got to check it out. I like that because you know, our with Tough Talk Network, you know, one of the things that, and I knew none of this in the beginning. I mean, really, I knew none of it. It just was laid on me from the big guy up there, and he just brought this to me. But my our tagline is share your message with the world. And who knew back 6 years ago, you know, when someone said you should write a book, I used to giggle. That's funny, you know. then I started writing a book. And, you know, the commercial, I think, before we came live was my ghostwriter. A lady that I was in a chapter of a book, and she says, I want to write your story. I'm like, yeah, that's nice. I can't afford you. And she goes, no, I want to write your story. I was like, no. We went back and forth for about 6 weeks. And finally she said, look, let's just meet and talk. So we started doing that. And, you know, for about almost 3 months, every Friday we would meet for coffee. And she would talk with me for an hour, hour and a half, and she would record it. And then she started writing the book. And I was like, oh, my goodness, I really didn't realize the journey I had been on, because we don't know how valuable life is because we're too busy complaining until we get to look back down the mountain, right? And
absolutely.
I was like just blown away. So when I got to doing that, I was like, okay, now what's the next step? You know, you got the cover. It was a whole learning experience, okay, that's a year old. And then you get to the publishing part of it. Do you self-publish? Do you do it with this person? How do you market it digitally? Do you do it this way? Do you want to be in a bookstore that are being closed up? It's like, oh, my God, I don't know nothing about this. So most people start putting their journal together for a book, and then they get to that part, and they stop dead in their tracks. Tell me what they should do when they get to that point. I mean, really, they should go to planrightpublish.com. I understand that, and I'll be the first one to say it. But what gets them off that stuck position?
Well, so there are a couple of things I think that happen once you've actually gotten to the point of writing your book and you're towards the end. The first thing is they reread their first draft and they think it's garbage. But the truth is that your first draft is always going to be garbage. If you've got the structure there, it's just a matter of going back through it, getting an editor. If you're utilizing a ghostwriter, then that's going to be a part of their role. But, you know, it's a matter of the information. Once you get the information on paper, then it's an easier thing to organize it and get it into a format that you can feel proud of, right? So the first draft, you just have to push through, buckle down, and get all of your ideas on paper. The second part is when you, like you said, when you're thinking about getting your book cover and getting, you know, whether I want to be traditionally published or self. There's a really simple rule of thumb when you're considering traditional versus self-publishing. One is what you're talking about time sensitive? Because if it is, then you need to get it out there yesterday. Is it extremely niche, which means is it really only focused to a very small group of people? Again, that means that it should be self-published. With traditional publishers, especially you're talking HarperCollins, Zondervan, whatever, they're looking for books that are going to skyrocket. We're not talking about a couple hundred or a couple thousand in sales. They're looking for millions and millions and millions of book sales. So really, unless you have a really, really huge name for your business, it makes more sense for you to self-publish, because as a business owner, the book is not your primary stream of income. It should be something that's augmenting everything else that you're doing, right? Even if you're just starting out, the book is just the beginning. It gets your foot in the door, but it's meant to just be another component, another building block of your larger business. So another stream of income. You don't ever want to publish a book and throw it away. That's a waste of time. You want to publish your book. You want to go to speaking engagements. You want to do events. You want to put it up on your website. You want to sell it, have it on Amazon, all of those things. So you're actively marketing your book, but just remembering that it's just another piece of your business. And when you think about it like that, the obsession with traditional publishing can, you know, it can subside a little bit. And when you think about self-publishing, oh, goodness, there are so many books out there on self-publishing, but I really, you know, I don't recommend mine just because I think so. I recommend mine because not only I thought that I was putting together a really great book, a really simple guide to take you through that process and help you to push through all of those different roadblocks. But there were other people that I allowed to read my book as an endorser, and one of them specifically said, you know, I agreed to read your book because you're a friend of mine. I didn't think I'd find anything new in it, but I did. I love it, and I'm wholeheartedly endorsing you. This is the book that I want to tell everyone to read. So it's there are several things about your mind that you have to shift in order to really push through and get your book published. But, you know, the first thing is getting that draft done, and the second thing is realizing that traditional publishing is not necessarily for everyone. Once you accept that, you think about it as a project. Get all the tools that you need, get all the pieces that you need, or find a book packager like myself to do that for you.
Now, there is a, you know, you hit on a lot of things. And one of the things that I'm always saying and believing and agreeing with, and I'd like to get your, I think I got the same thing from you, is the book is, you're not going to become like, you know, the rich from it overnight. I mean, if it happens, that's awesome. But the basic idea here, especially for business owners or speakers, you know, you have to show expertise. You got to show credibility. If you write your book, if you are transparent, if it's your life or you are giving good value, if it's about a certain niche, it's a tool. It's a marketing tool to get you through that gatekeeper, through that door, to get those paying speaking gigs, to grow more opportunity in your business. That's what it's all about. So it doesn't make sense to spend $25,000 getting your book published so you can't afford to put a tank of gas in your car so you go speak for it. So sometimes self-publishing people get scared because, does that mean I got to do everything myself? Explain how range in price, you know, like the average cost of someone bringing in a resource. So let me ask you, do you take people and walk them through the self-publishing steps, or do they just have to get it through your book? Do you work with them, coach them?
Yes, so I definitely provide coaching. I call it authorpreneur business consultant, because the idea of considering your book as a business, it's the phrase authorpreneur instead of entrepreneur is coined in this mind. So you're thinking about it as a business. So in any business, when you're considering your options, cost is a factor. You don't ever want to just throw money at a problem or throw money at a quick fix, not even in your business. You need to really understand what you're doing. So I do provide coaching. My book is a part of that process, because I want you to understand a little bit more before we start talking. You know, there's a time efficiency also in writing a book for your business. You write down the things that you're mostly going to say, and then you help coach someone through that process where they have a tangible resource, right, rather than listening to you talk or listening to a recording or, you know, trying to go back through their notes. They've got a tangible resource that you have provided them to assist them as you're coaching them along. So I definitely do coaching. It's important for anyone who's thinking about self-publishing. And with my company, I like to call it a book packaging company versus self-publishing. Self-publishing implies that, or at least for many people, it implies that you're paying me for the privilege of allowing me to publish your book, and then it's mine, and I do whatever I want with it, and you don't have any control. There's a lot of horror stories about publishing companies. You spend $25,000, like you said, and then you get nothing for it. If you're thinking about this as a business, why would you spend $25,000 on a company where you don't understand what it is that they're doing, and you don't understand why they're doing what they're doing, and you don't have really any clue, and they're not coaching you to tell you what you should be doing? You should have all of that as a part of your deal. So what we do is we provide them with the contract resources that they need to get their book packaged. They have the elements of an editor that's been vetted. They have the elements of a graphic designer that's been approved. They have guaranteed distribution. They know that they're going to get onto the different sites. They have a printer that we work with that works with all of our designers. And so they have all of these elements, and they belong to you. We don't take out a copyright on it in our name. You know, if you want to have your ISBN registered in your own name, then that's all good. It's just a package. It's a package deal. It's essentially you're paying for the coaching process and for the contractors that would be working with you. So it's a combination process where authors, just, you have to take more control. That's where authors are more successful these days, is when they understand the full process, they know what's going on, they've taken control, and they're asking, what do I need to do? What do I do next? And then that question can be answered for them.
I'm liking this. I see right now that you and I are going to be talking off the air, because there's a lot of – I interview they're all authors and speakers. My niche is authors and speakers. It's just who I'm around all the time. And so I hear all kinds of stories, and almost stories that would keep you from even moving forward. But I do know that a lot of times those stories develop because people don't know the questions to ask. They don't take the time to research, mm-hmm. and they don't treat it like it's an investment. They treat it like, oh, this could make me in the bright lights. And they get emotionally connected to the situation, and then afterwards it's a bad experience. So a lot of that could be prevented if people do something like, okay, and read it, and read another book sort of in the same category. And then now they would know that which book fits them. Not every company is for every person, but everyone out there needs to understand that it's important to understand what it is you need to do, and then find that relationship, that personality, that connection that's going to help you work through it, because you can relate to that person. I'm seeing a category. When I go on your website and I click on your book thing, it says Christian categories. Christian, where did I just see that? Is your company a Christian-based company? I guess that's my question.
So our parent company and our traditional publishing company are Christian-based. It was a business decision of mine, because having a niche market is good, but also because a lot of my family and all of the resources that I've been using are also heavily Christian-based, and so we have a certain standard that we maintain with the books that we work on. So as far as fiction goes, we primarily focus on Christian fiction, inspirational fiction. Nonfiction, though, we focus on things that are self-help, things that will help grow you, grow your business, and just essentially be useful for people. So we've got one book out called We Use Coupons by Nathan Engels. He was a guest on Extreme Couponing on TLC, and his book is all about how you can save money. And it's a starter book for couponing, but it's something that we thought was useful and helpful for someone who's looking to live on a budget.
Right. Be a better start with their money. I'm being selfish here, okay? I got to tell you up front, because one of the things of doing your own radio show is you can do that. No, just saying, you can really learn so much, and this is like going to college for me. It's even better, because my book, which, my pastor wrote the foreword in it, it's a life story that probably if I didn't find Christ in the end of it, you wouldn't find it in a Christian category. But the title of it is From Las Vegas to the Promised Land, One Man's Journey from Death and Destruction to Destiny. And I have been on the fence on where I want to publish this, how I want to put it out there. I think I know my meaning for understanding the value of writing that story. Okay, it wasn't just to embarrass myself on all the dumb things I did in my life, but it was to move forward and help people find the value in Christ that I found. So I'm always looking at that side of it, and that's what caught my eye. A lot of people get funny when they see the word Christian. I even noticed it almost in your voice. You didn't know whether or not, and I do that all the time. People don't know whether they should say that out loud right away, and I want you to know you can be as comfortable on this show as any of our shows, because we want to find out who you are. We don't want to explain to you who we want you to be. We want to understand who you are. And I think that it's good that it says Christian Publishing up there, because it helped me to understand, to ask that. That's what made me ask that question and read more in your website. So I want to mention to everyone out there, planrightpublish.com is the website, and you need to go and, as I tell you all the time, research it, check it out. If you haven't written a book and you're thinking about writing a book, write down the four things that would scare the heck out of you to write a book, or why you wouldn't write a book, and then contact someone. Today's a good opportunity to contact Rochelle Carter and bring those four points up to see whether or not you're just fooling yourself. Maybe you got legitimate things. Maybe Rochelle could learn off of your conversation, but you need to do that because everyone out there needs to understand. One of the books I'm putting together is the compilation book that says Share Your Message with the World. And, you know, when I first did it, I didn't realize the value that I was bringing to myself. I know I was trying to help people spread their message, their story, not their service or their product. And I'm telling you, as I look through these chapters as it's being edited, I'm freaking out thinking, oh, my God, I didn't have no idea that it was going to turn out like this. And I think that anyone that puts their story together, a book together, will have that same reaction. Do you find people have that reaction?
Oh, gosh, I have that reaction. It's one thing to think that you're capable of writing a book. It's a completely other thing to see it, like, as an actual book and realize that, hey, this is happening. And it's a completely, totally different thing when people start reading your book, Tony, and telling you how great it is, how useful they find it. It's one of the best feelings in the world that you thought you had a vision. You thought about something that you thought would be helpful, that you knew people would be able to relate to, or you kind of knew, but you were stepping out on faith, to start seeing it come together, right? That's your baby, and you're like, oh, wow, you're really formulating, you're really coming together here. There's a book cover and everything, and that's exciting. But really, the cream on the coffee, or however you want to call it, the icing on top is when those reviews start coming in and those endorsements start coming in and people say, you know, this is exactly what I needed when I needed it. This is exactly what I was looking for. It's truly a powerful thing, and that's why I feel that it sounds silly when people say that everyone has a book in them. Some people are going to be like, no, not everyone has a book in them. Not everyone can write a book. Maybe not everyone can write a book, but everyone has a story. We're all different. We're all unique. We've all got something to add to the world. That's why we're here. And if you find a way, either through your own writing or through a ghostwriter, to convey your story, there are going to be people that can relate to you. And that's something that even I've had to learn, you know, is I have to let people in. I have to let people see who I am. Because when they see who I am, then they're like, oh, I can relate to that. I get that. That makes sense to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I just really, I think it's awesome. And I really, I can't explain the value that I get when I know I help someone else and they come back and tell me. And when you write your story and someone reads it, you can't put a price tag on that. There's no cash that can compensate the feeling that you get when that takes place. It's a lottery of its own that you're winning there. So when people are telling you that you just can't explain it, you have to try it to understand it, you need to start doing it. If you're a business owner, I mean, hey, in today's market, it doesn't matter what your profession is. You could be a stay-at-home mom. There's a story that you've experienced in your life to get help someone else through their experience of their life. So I really, really think that you're onto something here. And like I said, I know I'm going to be connecting with you because I'm really in a spot, like a lot of people are, with the book. I have 3 or 4 different publishing companies that I've talked to, and I know a lot of different people that I've talked to, and I just haven't been pointed there yet. And so I'm always shopping to understand, and maybe I need to take action and get committed to it so that I can get the book out there. But I want to learn more from you as well. So, Rochelle, we're out of time. I'm going to have you back on some other shows if you're okay with that, because I think that all of our shows need to hear the opportunity of entrepreneurship, or authorpreneurship, I'm sorry. And I really do. So if you're okay with that, I'd like to send you some invitations to be on some other shows of people who interview the same types of people, their speakers and authors as well.
Entrepreneurs, yes, I would love to, Tony. I'm really glad that we got to talk today, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Can you give everyone all the ways to connect with you?
So I am very avid on Facebook. My profile is public, so if you look for me, Rochelle Carter, it has the parentheses publisher. You can also find me at www.planrightpublish.com. That is my primary blog about authorship and publishing and marketing your book. And then my company's main website is www.ellechor.com. media.com. That's www.elicormedia.com.
Well, I sure do appreciate your time today. I know that we're going to be connected and on other shows as well, so I wish you great success, and I look forward to talking to you soon.
All right. Thanks so much, Tony. Look forward to talking to you, too.
Okay. All right, folks. Now, I hope that everyone takes advantage of what Rochelle is doing and go visit her website, okay, and make sure to go to planrightpublish.com and learn more. Hey, we're up against the clock. We're out of time. Make sure to stop back next Wednesday. Check us out, 10:30 Central Standard Time, here on the Tough Talk Network. Have a blessed day.
This has been another edition of Workshop Wednesdays, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.